T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, it's a Wednesday. The week is half over. That is good news. Hey, there was an article that got a lot of attention nationally about how New Orleans celebrates after like a national championship or after the Super Bowl, that we're really well behaved. Now, you know, I was out there in the middle of it all on Bourbon Street early in the morning after LSU's victory over Clemson. And I can tell you that people were drunk, but they weren't misbehaving. Well, I mean, some people would consider being drunk misbehaving, but I mean, they were staggering around, many of them. Some people helping other people actually walk, and I guess that would make them a designated walker. But you know, overall, we're pretty much hip on how to do this if a team wins. And you and I have seen the news many, many times when in other cities they turn over cars, they burn things, they crash windows. I don't know how that goes along with really celebrating a victory. I mean, I don't get the connection there. You know, if it's a riot and you're mad, you know, I'm not promoting it, but I can understand that more than I can understand, okay, let's go out and break stuff and burn stuff and turn cars over. Let's go out and do that because our team won. I don't know. I never really understood the connection. This year's inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame have been announced. I am shocked. The Doobie Brothers are just getting in. I would have thought the Doobie Brothers would have been in a long time ago. Those guys have got to be sitting back thinking, okay, what the hell do we have to do to get in the friggin' Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? So they're finally in. In the 3 o'clock hour, I want to talk about who's in and who's not and who should be in. And I've got the full list of over 300 inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So if there's somebody that you think is in, I'll let you know if they're in. We can talk about that. And if they're not in, should they be in? I personally think that Rush, and we talked about this recently with the unfortunate death of Neil Peart, talked about how it took Rush longer to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame than it should have. And the band Chic, as far as I know, is still not in. And they were nominated 5 times. So anyway, we'll have fun talking about that, because this is where politics and pop culture meet your opinions. And we always have permission from 1 to 4 in the afternoon to have fun and get into pop culture over serious stuff. LSU's Joe Brady is leaving LSU after just a couple of days ago agreeing to a contract extension with LSU. And a lot of people thought that he would stay. Well, he's going to the Carolina Panthers. I wrote a blog about this. It will be on our website, WWL.com, and I'll post it on the SOTA Facebook page later. But we'll talk about this in the next hour. And there maybe is something interesting to consider with Joe Brady. Now, his salary of $410,000 a year, according to the information I have, is more than doubled. That's a hell of a lot of money. The guy's 30 years old. He was making $410,000. That is now doubled. You know, I faced a situation like that in my career. And when it comes to money, sometimes money supersedes loyalty. There are those who reach a certain point and they maintain their loyalty to whatever it is that they have been doing. But some will go for the money. But I'm not sure Joe Brady is just going for the money. And we'll talk about that in the next hour. If you do want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. So last night, the Democrats debated. We're going to have highlights for you, just to bring you up to date, just for those of you who didn't bother watching, and I'm sure that was many of you, and that's okay. For those of you who didn't bother watching, we will give you some of the highlights, to just give you a sense of what some of the Democrats are saying. Now, the field is narrowing down. Do you have a better feeling now about Trump being reelected now that the field is narrowed down? You kind of have an idea of who it might be. And also comedian Dave Chappelle is endorsing Democrat Andrew Yang for president. And he's doing a couple of shows in South Carolina to benefit Andrew Yang. Isn't there something appropriate about a comedian getting involved in endorsing a presidential candidate? I find something really appropriate about that. So we can get into that as well. And do you think that some Americans make decisions about who to vote for based on celebrities that endorse them? That's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. And you can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And from Metairie, Randy, welcome to WWL.
Hey, how you doing? I was just calling in to give my opinion on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And I believe Jethro Tull should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I've seen him about six times, and I just think that band deserves it.
That would be Ian Anderson. Is Jethro Tull not in? Is the band in? I'm looking right now. J-E-T. I've got the whole list. There's over 300 inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And
I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And Ian Anderson has like one of his costumes in it.
Yeah.
But band Jethro Tull is not in it.
Well, you can see that at the Hard Rock Cafe. Okay, that's surprising. If Jethro Tull's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that does surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, they are progressive rock. I know they're not mainstream and all that, but I just think
I would say that Yes was a progressive rock band from the 70s, and they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So being progressive, I don't think has anything to do with it.
Maybe not. I mean, Yes deserves it to be in it big time, and I just think Tull has gotten, maybe he doesn't even care anymore. I don't know.
Randy, I appreciate the call. We'll talk more about this in the final hour. The inductees have been announced for 2020 induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And one of the inductees this year is the Doobie Brothers. And again, I was surprised that the Doobie Brothers weren't already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So we'll talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. Our text is 870-870. Also, I've got a pair of tickets to give away to go see Liverpool Legends, the complete Beatles experience. They're going to be on stage Friday night at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. Saw them last time they were here. Unbelievable. The Beatles song of this hour is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. When you hear that, if you were the eighth caller to our contest line, 260 wins, you win the tickets. All right, we're coming right back with more of your comments. And also, look, I want to do this now and get it out of the way. Just because, you know, we're a talk show and we have to, you know, do the responsible stuff as well. So let's go through some of the highlights of the debate last night. And for those of you who didn't bother watching, we'll at least give you a sense of what some of the candidates were saying last night. I'm Scoot. We're coming back. This is WWL. Yes, they all so want to be wanted. By the way, today, former Saint player Steve Gleason, an ALS advocate, Steve Gleason is going to receive the Congressional Gold Medal this afternoon at the Capitol in Washington, D.C. He was diagnosed in 2011 with ALS, and he has helped, through Team Gleason, has helped over 15,000 people dealing with the disease. And he's meant so much. Senator Bill Cassidy said his life became one of meaning. His body is paralyzed, but his spirit is more active than anybody I know. And that is what we all know of Steve Gleason. All right. So, you know, I have a responsibility as a talk show. Oh, by the way, here's a caller that wants to comment on that. Larry from New Orleans, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Well, I'm sorry. It's me, Scoot Larry.
Okay.
Love your show, man.
Thank you, man.
I just want to tell Steve congratulations. What a hell of a guy. Hell of a Saint player. Yeah. He deserves it. And I want to wish Drew Brees a very happy birthday, and hope to see you next year, Drew, in the Saints uniform. Love you, man.
All right, Larry, appreciate that. Yeah, happy birthday today to Drew Brees. So, look, we talk about a lot of stuff on this show, and it's politics and pop culture, and later we'll talk about the inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll talk about who's in, who's not in, give you a chance to vent your frustrations about who's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because you think they deserve to be in. I'm already getting text about the Meters from New Orleans. Not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They have influenced so many people. And when you consider some of the other people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it seems like maybe the Meters should be there. Certainly when you think about some of the people who are already in, I can't imagine that the Doobie Brothers are just being inducted this year again, what the hell do you have to do to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if the Doobie Brothers haven't done it up to now? Well, anyway, they're finally going to get in. But we'll talk more about that in the 3 o'clock hour. Also, at the beginning of the 3 o'clock hour, I want to play back a conversation I had with Lauren Daigle. Lauren Daigle is a singer-songwriter. She has crossed over into the pop charts, but she has absolutely dominated the Billboard Christian music charts. And, you know, when I started to looking into who she is, and as I prepared for, you know, my conversation with her, I just really got more and more excited about talking to her. And of all the people that I've interviewed, and I even told Lauren this at the end, of all the people that I've interviewed throughout my career, I said I was really looking forward to this conversation. And again, she is a woman with an amazing voice and an amazing heart. She's 27 years old, and she wants to reach. Some people have criticized her for leaving behind her Christian faith, and she's not doing that at all. But she is trying to broaden her audience. But it doesn't mean that her message has changed. Wouldn't the whole purpose of being a Christian be to, if you can, in the right way, spread the word? So anyway, that conversation's coming up at about 3:10. Okay, so since this is a responsible radio talk show, I thought we would go through some of the highlights from CNN last night and the Democrats on the stage debating. Now, the field has narrowed down. Now, Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, he's an interesting candidate. He's doing really well in the polls in Iowa and also in New Hampshire. Now, Iowa is the first caucus. I believe New Hampshire's the first primary, and they're coming up pretty soon. I mean, we're less than a month away, I believe, from the Iowa caucus. So the blank is about to hit the fan, and we're going to be here to talk about it every afternoon. Pete Buttigieg was talking about whether or not we should stay in the Middle East with our troops.
We can continue to remain engaged without having an endless commitment of ground troops. That's but right. What's going on right now is the president's actually sending more. The very president who said he was going to end endless war, who pretended to have been against the war in Iraq all along, but we know that's not true, now has more troops.
And that is courtesy of CNN. This was also a topic of, by the way, Pete Buttigieg, I believe, is the only military veteran on the stage. Amy Klobuchar, senator from Minnesota, also talked about the Middle East.
I would leave some troops there, but not in the level that Donald Trump is taking us right now. Afghanistan, I have long wanted to bring our troops home. I would do that. Some would remain for counterterrorism and training.
And that is also courtesy of CNN that broadcast the debate last night. Bernie Sanders, the independent senator from Vermont. Well, he's registered as an independent, but look, the guy's pretty progressive. There seems to be this controversy about whether or not, and this has been something between Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren seems to believe that Bernie Sanders said that no woman could ever win the presidency. Well, here's what Bernie Sanders said.
I didn't say it. And I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on this because this is what Donald Trump and maybe some of the media want. Anybody knows me knows that it's incomprehensible that I would think that a woman could not be president of the United States.
And actually, he went on to say that, the woman in the race in the popular vote had 3 million more votes than Donald Trump. So it would be ridiculous to say that a woman could never win the presidency. Elizabeth Warren, a senator from Massachusetts, had this to say about this moment and our future.
I see this as our moment in history, our moment. When no one is left on the sidelines, our moment when we understand that it comes to us to decide the future of this country.
Tom Steyer, the businessman, and this is a guy who was on television before he announced that he was running for president. He was on TV with his own money financing national ads, a national campaign to impeach President Trump. He's a very successful businessman. And for anybody who would scoff at the idea that a businessman with no political experience can't be president hasn't been paying attention to recent history. Tom Steyer was asked about North Korea.
If we're going to do something with North Korea, we're going to have to do it in concert with our allies. That meeting with him without preconditions is not going anywhere. That the staff can meet to try and see how far we can get.
And former Vice President Joe Biden, who continues to lead, I mean, you know, there have been questions about Joe Biden's electability, but he continues to lead the pack. Well, and maybe in Iowa there are some polls that show Pete Buttigieg is ahead. But in general, overall nationally, Joe Biden is the leader among all the Democrats. And he talked about being attacked by Trump.
Look, I've been the object of his affection now more than anybody else in this state. I've taken all the hits he can deliver, and I'm getting better in the polls, my going up.
And President Trump was on the campaign trail. He was at a rally in Milwaukee, and he had this to say about Joe Biden on the campaign trail.
You ever notice with Biden, he's always going the wrong state? And in your great state of Iowa. It's Iowa, right? No, it's Wisconsin. Oh, I meant Wisconsin. Oh, I didn't know I was in Wisconsin. That's Biden. How many times has he done that?
I mean, it's kind of funny observation. But the president addressed something that I thought was really important at this rally in Milwaukee. And I know that many of you think that I hate Trump. I don't hate Trump. This president gives me material every day of my career. When I decide to get into politics on the air, he gives us plenty of material. But on a very serious note, President Trump, and I so respect him as president of the United States, for taking up some issues that not everybody is willing to engage in. And the president at this rally in Milwaukee talked about something that, well, when's the last time a president talked about this? And just think about the president addressing this issue.
I'm also approving new dishwashers that give you more water so you can actually wash and rinse your dishes without having to do it 10 times. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Make dishwashers great again. part of the President Trump 2020 campaign. Come on, man, this is comedy. This is really funny stuff. I don't care if you love Trump or not. The details about standing up and making dishwashers great. I don't know. You got to applaud a president who actually deals with that. Stephen Colbert had something funny to say last night. I mean, I know that some of you, like me, you just enjoy good comedy. Doesn't matter how you register, doesn't matter who you vote for, you like good comedy. And Stephen Colbert brings comedy to The Late Show, and the ratings and the crowd there every night indicate that he does have a huge, huge following and a huge audience. So for those of you who say the show sucks, well, that's okay. He's not trying to please you. He's trying to make a lot of money. And he's becoming a multi-millionaire by doing exactly what he's doing. Anyway, I thought he had something really interesting to say about President Trump and the troops.
Had high, if strange, praise for our military.
These guys were better than Tom Cruise at his best.
Better at flying jets than Tom Cruise in Top Gun. Better at making cocktails than Tom Cruise in Cocktail. Better at Raining Men than Tom Cruise in Rain Man.
I'm sure President Trump really knows that Tom Cruise is an actor. Hey, come on, you got to look for the comedy somewhere. Also, comedian Dave Chappelle is endorsing Andrew Yang, an interesting independent camp. Well, I don't know what his registration is, but he's certainly not been part of the political establishment and status quo up to this point. He's a businessman, very smart guy, and he's in the race to unseat President Trump as the Democratic nominee. Now, he wasn't on the stage last night. He's still far behind in the polls, but Dave Chappelle has gone out of his way to endorse Andrew Yang. And Chappelle says that he's going to do a couple of shows in South Carolina to benefit Andrew Yang. And I guess there's something appropriate about a comedian getting involved in endorsing a presidential candidate. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here is our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll question. Do you think some Americans make decisions about who to vote for by the celebrities that endorse them? 65% say yes, and 35% say no. And you can give us your opinion and be part of that by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text that says, Buttigieg, don't stand a chance. Do you hate Trump, so quit lying? I don't know what that means. I don't hate Trump. I've always showed respect for the president of the United States. It's funny how people interpret things so differently. I think there are people who want me to hate Trump. Seriously. Here's a text that says, you can't believe Elizabeth Warren. She lied so much about herself. Well, look, President Trump has lied. I mean, they all lie. It's true. They all lie. You know, the notion that George Washington, one of the reasons he became president is because he was so honest. I mean, that's a farce. You know the story. I mean, the story, look, this is not the story that got into our history books. But this is the story. This is how it really happened. So George Washington's father comes to him and says, George, did you chop down the cherry tree? George looked up at his dad and said, Dad, if I tell you the truth, how will I ever get to be president? Now, that's historic. That's the way it really happened. Here's a text that says Trump should stand up when he's out. Jesus, leader of the free world. That's from Paul Uptown. Another text says, I haven't watched the late night show since Jay Leno stepped down. Well, yeah, that's a long time ago. It's been a long time, a lot of changes. And look, I know a lot of you hate the humor of Stephen Colbert, but as somebody who is, there was a brief time in my career when I did stand up, and I can tell you that the guy's a funny guy. You might not like the target of his humor, but the humor, in my opinion, is funny. And of course, this is subjective. You know, when it comes to art, when it comes to anything involving comedy or music or anything like that, it's subjective. It's not something that is a fact. And it could be a fact that you hate Stephen Colbert. I think the guy's, you know, very politically creative and was on the Daily Show all those years ago as well. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. This is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. This is the Beatles song of the hour. If you were the eighth caller to our contest line, 260 wins. That's 260-9467. Eighth caller wins tickets to go to the Jefferson Performing Arts Center this coming Friday to see Liverpool Legends, the complete Beatles experience. Caller number eight, 260 wins, gets the tickets. Now, I love the people that misinterpret words. And this is one of the songs that was misinterpreted by some people. And I think it's pretty obvious that this is about drugs, right? I'm Scoot. We're coming right back with our winner and more of your comments on WWL. I kind of thought about this song when I was watching the debate last night of the Democrats. I mean, you know, all politicians are backstabbers. And look, if you're a conservative, and if you don't like Democrats, I don't know why you wouldn't be watching all of these debates, because you get a chance to watch the Democrats kind of beat up on each other. I mean, last night was on CNN. It wasn't much of a bloodbath, but, a few shots were taken here and there. Joe Biden did okay. Pete Buttigieg did okay. A lot of people thought Elizabeth Warren won it. Again, I think she's just too progressive to win the presidency, but that's my opinion. Congratulations to Kim Burr. Kim just won a pair of tickets to see Liverpool Legends, the complete Beatles experience. They're going to be Friday night at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. And you can go online to get tickets by going to jeffersonpac.com. That's jeffersonpac.com. Or stop by the Jefferson Performing Arts Center box office before 3 o'clock. That's at 6400 Airline Drive. Or call this number, 504-731-4700. The Beatles song next hour is going to be Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and the theme today is we're picking songs from that iconic theme album. So when you hear Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band song start, you hit the contest line at 260-WINS, 260-9467, and you will win the tickets. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we're talking about, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here is an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll question. Do you think some Americans make decisions about who to vote for by the celebrities that endorse them? 64% say yes. 36% say no. I'm with the 64% here. I think some people make decisions based on that. And this came up as a thought today because Dave Chappelle, the very talented comedian, has endorsed Andrew Yang. Now, I don't think this is going to push Andrew Yang over the top. I really don't. But it's just interesting that a comedian would, again, because of the nature of their work, I think it goes together, comedians endorsing presidential candidates. Here's a text that says, Scoot Warren is too left-wing. Yeah, I think that's what I just said, but I agree with that. Here's a text that says, Trump never congratulated LSU, but he retweeted a video of the crowd cheering for him. That says a lot to me. Well, I'll make this observation. Every college game that President Trump has attended, when LSU has played, LSU has won. So, you know, some people who are kind of superstitious would obviously make the argument that the president is a very, very good luck charm for the LSU Tigers. Here is a text that says, the problem with Colbert is not that he can't be funny. The problem is his obsession with President Trump. He is so targeted, and it goes beyond the comedy. Well, you know, perhaps. I mean, look, I don't think the people on CNN are conservatives disguised as, you know, more left-leaning for the purpose of being on CNN. I don't think all of the people on Fox News are liberals or progressives disguised as actors. I mean, I think they probably believe what they believe and what they talk about. But, you know, there have been people who have gone from Fox News to CNN. I don't know if it's gone the other way. So, you know, maybe at some point some people decide, wait a minute, this really isn't for me, and I'm going to move. Maybe that's what happened recently with Shepard Smith. Shepard Smith was very much a moderate on Fox News and had no problem calling out the president when he thought it was necessary. He supported the president at times, but called him out at other times. And there were people who watched Fox News who were outraged by that. So that means the people who watch Fox News, some of the people who watch Fox News who were against Shep Smith, well, they didn't want fair and balanced. They wanted biased. And that's a human trait. We talk about that often. There are people who watch Fox News because they're biased. They may not admit it, but yeah, that's why they watch. They're comfortable because it confirms what they believe. And that people watch CNN and MSNBC because they're comfortable with that approach to the ideology and that approach to the president. So, yeah, I mean, this is all part of this is all part of human nature. Here's a text. The news should not be news should be truth, not opinion. Well, the news should be the truth. But what is the news? You know, a lot of people are now really confused about what is the news. And they believe that the cable news channels are the news. No, that's not the news. Fox, CNN, MSNBC are networks, cable networks, that deal with political issues that includes bias and opinions. It doesn't mean that there aren't some people like Bret Baier on Fox News that don't tend to be more nonpartisan. But as a network, Fox News is biased, and so is CNN and MSNBC. So that's all part of it. Here's the text that says Fox caters to the deplorables. Well, if you want to bring up that word again, you can, but I don't think you're doing anybody a service with that. Here's a text that says Tucker Carlson came from CNN. That's right. I had forgotten that. So maybe Tucker Carlson, who is really, I mean, a strong conservative voice, is Tucker Carlson acting? Does he know how to do this to make millions and millions of dollars? Or is this in his heart? I would like to believe it's in his heart. And so could he have been at CNN and go, you know, I don't like this liberal-leaning stuff, so you know, I'm going to go over to Fox News. I mean, is that the way it works? Or do you find a position and do you just go for it because it makes money for you? I do know that there are people in radio who are not nearly as conservative in their lives off the air as they are on the air. So to some degree, it is an act. Not everybody, but some. And it's a good act. I mean, it works. Being conservative on radio is a huge business. And a lot of people make a lot of money being conservative on the radio. So even if you weren't conservative, if somebody said, look, if you go on the air and if you act like a conservative on the air, you'll make a lot of money. Would you do it? I mean, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do anything other than just be honest with my opinions. Here is a text that says, let's see, Greta Van Susteren and Geraldo left CNN for Fox. Yeah, that's true. I you know, years ago, wasn't Geraldo Rivera with ABC? Yeah, so Geraldo Rivera was really seen, and you know, sometimes his really moderate side comes out, but Geraldo Rivera used to be a liberal. And there are people on television that are conservative now that used to be liberals, and that's okay. I mean, everybody has a right to change and be who they want to be. I most respect the people who are just honest with their opinions, honest with what they believe, and they don't totally shut out the other side. If you would like to join us with a comment this afternoon, numbers 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text, want to see great political comedy. Louis Black will be at Beau Rivage Friday. Yeah, that guy's pretty funny. And, you know, you might not want to bring the kids. All right, I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming right back with more. It's Wednesday afternoon. We made it halfway through the week on WWL. This is the incredible voice of singer-songwriter Lauren Daigle. This song, You Say, was a hit that crossed over from the Christian music charts into the Billboard Hot 100 chart, and it was in the top 30 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And one of the things that I asked Lauren in my conversation with her was, do you think the people who heard this song that made it in the top 30 hits on the Billboard Hot 100 chart found a different meaning in it than those who made it number one for 66 weeks consecutively on the Billboard Christian music charts? You know, this reminds me of Debbie Boone's song, You Light Up My Life. And man, just about everybody thought that was just such a sappy, sappy love song. But Debbie Boone wasn't singing that to a guy. She was singing that to God. And it changed a lot of people's view of You Light Up My Life. But if you listen to the words of You Say by Lauren Daigle, if you saw her as a pop artist, you would hear one message. If you saw her as a Christian artist, you would hear another message. And she's being criticized because she seems to be broadening her audience. And some say she's leaving her Christianity behind. And I did not get that from her at all. So my conversation with Lauren Daigle before she did the national anthem at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome before the championship game the other night, and I thought she did a great job with the national anthem. I did get a text yesterday. Somebody was not that happy with it, but I thought she just really showed how great her voice is. And I'm okay with artists taking some creative liberty with the national anthem. In any event, we'll play that conversation back after 3 o'clock. And also coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, I do want to talk about the new inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Because as you know, this is where politics and pop culture meet your opinions. Here's a text that says, oh, this is about Geraldo Rivera. He used to be a liberal when he found the vault. You know, there was, everybody remembers this moment in Geraldo Rivera's career because it was a big deal. I think Geraldo Rivera was on ABC. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I think he was on ABC. And there was a Geraldo Rivera special, and it was What's in Al Capone's Vault. And so they had located Al Capone's vault, and live on television, they were going to open up the vault to see what was in it. And I mean, a big deal about could there be bodies in there? Would there be guns? What the hell could possibly be in Al Capone's vault? Live on television, they open it up, nothing's there. So, you know, it's interesting how an embarrassing moment can be the most memorable moment in somebody's career. Here is a text that says, well, if you say CNN, Fox and MSNBC, etc., are opinions based only, and they get a platform without censorship, then why can't InfoWars and similar sites be allowed to say their opinions? Well, InfoWars can express opinions, but InfoWars goes beyond just reality. You know, an opinion based on reality is one thing. Presenting something that is not even real, that is made up, that is totally false, that's a whole different story. It's time for the $1,000 Intercom National Cash Contest code word. The code word this hour is TAIL. Text T-A-I-L to 72881. Text TAIL to 72881. Next code word comes up right before the top of the hour news at 3 o'clock, and all you have to do is text that code word, and that makes you eligible to win $1,000 in cash. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. And please don't text and drive. LSU's Joe Brady, the guy who is credited with LSU's great passing offense, is leaving LSU and he's going to the NFL, even after he just agreed to a contract extension with LSU. We'll talk about that in the next hour. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.